One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Kosai.org.
Merkle Media.
What does the goddamn line say, Tony?
Please do not use gendered language.
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail.
Look, you're going completely sideways, man.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
How dare you?
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dave on NBC.
Jack Mary's Tack Theratrix.
I am Spartacus.
Steve Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Steven Seagal.
Sex offender guy.
I'm Keith Morris.
This is Mumbai Gutavi.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Sorting through the lies.
The hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
We cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
And uncovering the centuries-long plan for world domination.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Let's talk about Chinese people.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
I have
for a
I have sent six of my Libyan missiles to blow up the CS hardware department.
Nothing could be more fun than jumping off a cliff with two German bisexuals.
Oh, you English are so superior.
Thank you, comrade.
And now, macroaggressions.
That's what assholes call it.
With your host.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
Charlie Robinson.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
You want to drop the blame on Charlie and say it's all Charlie's fault.
He was a retard.
I get some goddamn diuretic.
Welcome to Macroaggressions. I'm your host, Charlie Robinson. If you are watching us on Rockfin, Odyssey, Band.video, Vigilante.tv, or you're listening wherever podcasts are served, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. You've got a lot of choices. Hanging out with me for an hour or so, I appreciate it. The website is theoctopusofglobalcontrol.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Macroaggression. If you are interested in connecting with our sponsors, I'll tell you what, we've got some good ones here. Preparewithmacroaggressions.com will take you to the landing page that My Patriot Supply built for us. God knows we're in a situation where we've got issues with supply chains still. We've got issues with Russia not exporting potash, which is needed for fertilizer to grow food. We have issues with Ukraine and their wheat production and their limits to how far they can distribute that. We've got food insecurity all over the place. And I would suggest it is not accidental either. They are burning food processing facilities. They are poisoning the water. They're trying to kill us, basically. I sound like Alex Jones. I fully recognize that. They're trying to kill us, everybody. But I think they really are. And listen, if you want to get yourself ahead of the curve and at least have some food, go to the website they set up for us, preparewithmacroaggressions.com, and maybe just get yourself a container, get yourself a couple months supply of food. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? You're stuck with extra food. You should be so lucky. Or maybe there's somebody in your life, a family member that lives out of state, and you want to buy some food and have it sent to them. That's cool. That'd be really nice of you to do that. They might think you're crazy, but not when not when they go to the grocery store and they can't get anything. But so do this. Take a look. See what you think. Preparewithmacroaggressions.com will get you there, and you can get yourself sorted out with food and other items that they have in like 10 minutes. So check it out. Also, thank you to our newest sponsor, EMP Shield. Hopefully, you don't need this product, but if you do, it's better than military grade. The guys that developed this over there made it so that this product could withstand 40 EMP strikes, One is plenty, believe me. But in the event that you get multiples, or you, you know, listen, this will protect against EMPs. It'll protect against solar flares. It will protect against lightning. You can install it into your house. You can install it in your RV or your car or your boat or on your generator or wherever. Any place that you want to make sure doesn't get whacked by an EMP, you can install EMP Shield. It's fitted to a household circuit breaker. With just four wires, it installs like a type 2 surge protector. There's videos on their website showing how you can install it if you feel comfortable doing that, or you can just have an electrician swing by and install it to your house. Its starting price on this about $389. If you use the promo code MACRO over at empshield.com, it will save you some money. It's available just about every country. So listen, man, I wish we didn't have to even think about these sorts of things. I really do. But given we've got Chinese balloons flying around, I don't know what to make of that. We do know that the America's power grid has been unprotected against EMPs. They say it will only cost $2 billion to protect it. But and so the government goes, oh, yeah, well, Ukraine needs that money instead. I mean, forget fortifying our power grid. That would make way too much sense. Let's give that money to Ukraine so they can light it on fire. It's great. But so listen. If you don't want to have to worry about those things, you can go to empshield.com, use the promo code MACRO, save yourself some money. We appreciate our sponsors. Thank you guys for being there. It allows me to put this show out for essentially for free. And thanks. And I know you guys have to sit through ads and you probably fast forward through them anyway. That's cool. I'm not going to be offended. I tell you what, I've been wanting to do this episode for a while on Bill Gates, on the Gates Foundation in particular, and their sort of criminality. I feel like we've talked about some of this in the past. Well, I know we have. It's hard to separate Bill Gates from the Gates Foundation, if I'm being pretty honest here, you know. And so we're going to talk about them both because they are essentially the same part, you know, the same pot of money, same ideology. Same person, obviously, and it feeds into a much, a much darker agenda. I think a lot of people see Bill Gates and they go, "Oh, he's that, the normies out there. Oh, he's that computer guy. He was the richest guy in the world for a long, long time. He wears sweaters and he tells you how to. He's really concerned about vaccines and everything. Now he's saving the world." Well, listen, of course. The general public believes that they don't know who he really is. And when you spend hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, quite literally bribing the mainstream media with free money, then you get stories written about you that tend to paint you in a very positive light. I don't think that's unreasonable I don't think that's something that the normies would have a difficult time comprehending. It's just that they probably never even considered it, right? So the Gates Foundation says this: "We are a nonprofit fighting poverty, disease, and inequity around the world." Again, there are certain buzzwords that you will hear. There are certain concepts that come across and you go, this is one of those words that means something totally different. When they start talking about inequity, and they start talking about this, and they start talking about stakeholder capitalism. And these terms don't mean what people assume they mean. You know, again, I find it very fascinating that people can't connect these really obvious dots, that the richest people, the multi-generational families, like the Rothschilds and Rockefellers and Carnegies and Gates and Buffett and these groups, these families that have hundreds of billions of dollars are magically somehow all of a sudden concerned with equality? Do you really think that? I mean, what has led you to believe that? Show me examples where the Carnegies give a flying fuck about equality. Please tell me. They had kids working in their steel mills, okay? They partnered up with the Rockefellers to create the compulsory schooling system so that they could train students, train kids They could sit them in classrooms that were with desks in rows that mimicked the way the factories were set up, where the bell goes off at the end of the class or the end of the school day, just like in the factories. And they give these kids a very limited education. The George Carlin, smart enough to work the machines, dumb enough to not figure out how badly they're getting fucked. This is the sort of education that they want. And they even talk about this. We want a certain education for a certain group of people, and then a more liberal education for the elites. It's not even a secret. So it's just funny to me that people make this assumption that Bill Gates is out there trying to save the world. Why would you ever think that? So we're going to get into this. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is the largest private philanthropic foundation in the world. They're sitting on an endowment of $55 billion in assets. It was formed in 2000, right around there, after the it was conceptualized in the mid 90s, and it really sort of got itself going in the 2000s, once the Microsoft had their antitrust lawsuit and Microsoft was painted in a negative light, then Bill Gates launches the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and they use this as a vehicle to it's a tax shelter. Let's be honest. They move their money into this tax shelter, and then they use it as the investment vehicle to spread goodwill around the world and save the planet, right? But they're not spreading goodwill. And they're not saving the planet, they're destroying the planet. But because they have this media component to it, which goes around telling everybody that they're saving the planet and bribing these organizations, these media outlets, with free money, they get the publicity that they want. But the truth of the situation is that they just copied what the Rockefellers did. When Standard Oil was taken, was brought through antitrust lawsuits and broken up into a dozen or so pieces, then after that, they started the Rockefeller Foundation, again, a tax shelter, to use that money to remake society into a way that the Rockefellers saw fit. Compulsory schooling, which had already kind of been in the works, it had already been operational, but they financed a ton of that. The pharmaceutical industry, the allopathic medicine industry, the Rockefellers were behind that. Medical schools, all financed by the Rockefellers. They created the concept of medical schools, financed them, gave them only money to the schools that would teach the sort of medicine that they wanted. Naturopathy was out. Anything, chiropractors were out. Any of that was labeled as kooks. So, and then they used that the Rockefeller Foundation to deflect criticism, rightful criticism, from the Rockefeller family, and buy up the media, and quite literally buy up the media, own the media, so that the message would go out that the Rockefeller Foundation is a force for good in the world, which they are not. They created the United Nations, and the United Nations is the largest terrorist organization on the planet, with a goal of depopulating as many people as they can in the third world, frankly, the first world now too, so that it will be easier for them to organize them into a one world government. It's what they want. They want to unite nations into a one world government. So that's the Rockefeller Foundation starting. You know, it came from getting broken up when they were Standard Oil and all these smaller companies. They later kind of clicked back up into larger groups, changed their names, and the Rockefellers still make billions and billions of dollars a year from their oil and pharmaceutical interests. And Bill Gates learned a thing from that. You know, so he comes from this philosophy. He is a eugenicist. He wants to depopulate the planet. He wants to build a one world government. He just wants the technocrats in charge. You know, he learned about when you have a product that gets a virus, software in his case, then you have the opportunity to sell fixes to the product that removes the virus, and you can constantly upgrade your operating system, and then new viruses come. And so he sort of has a philosophy that has to do with creating problems and then offering vaccines to fight against the viruses. You know, he's just take what he learned with Microsoft and use that on the vaccine agenda. And it's super dark. And we've talked about this quite a bit. But, but we're going to get into more detail about it in this episode, because I think it's important for people to know who is running the show over there, what they're pouring their money into with the Gates Foundation, what their plan is, why they're buying all this farmland, why he's giving TED Talks talking about population reduction in broad daylight in front of a camera without a gun put to his head. You know, he's just talking about these things. So we're going to get into all of this. So right now, the Gates Foundation so far has funded $50 billion in grants and currently is sitting on about $55 billion just in their endowment. They've got an agreement to receive a total of $31 billion from Warren Buffett, part of the Giving Pledge, which is a tax shelter. Warren Buffett is not some nice old grandpa sitting in Omaha, Nebraska, eating Dairy Queen and drinking Coca-Colas and having Big Macs like he's portrayed. He's a bloodthirsty depopulationist, eugenicist scumbag like the rest of them. And he's old and he's not going to be here for long. And he has decided that he needs to make sure that that money goes towards his ideological causes, which is the reason why he has donated over time, gradually every year, a couple billion dollars gets added to the Gates Foundation from Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway holdings. And that is set to be capped at about $31 billion. $31,000 million Warren Buffett is giving to Bill Gates to do God knows what with. Well, actually, we know what. But Bill Gates had dinner with Jeffrey Epstein because he needed a guy that could raise money for him. That's what he said. Yeah, right. You got $31 billion from Warren Buffett. You know all the billionaires. You're going to Jeffrey Epstein to raise money? Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. So anyway, since January of 2020, the Gates Foundation, has spent $2 billion on COVID, but I'm sure that investment will 10x his returns in the pharmaceutical companies. And the reason why I come up with that 10x number is, I didn't just pull it out of my ass, it's because Bill Gates said it in an interview. He said that the money that we donate for vaccines is such a great investment that we expect a 10x return on it. So again, let's just get this out of your head, that this guy is out here saving the world with his charity. He's looking to make money while murdering as many people on this planet as he can. And I say that because he's already done it in India and a variety of other nations, and his organization was thrown out of India because of that. We'll get to that. We'll get to that in a little bit. Let's take a look at who's running the show right now. Bill is not running it any longer. The current CEO is a guy named Mark Sussman. He, him, in his LinkedIn, because apparently he's confused about what gender he is. He's a PhD from Oxford in international relations. He went to Harvard, right on schedule, of course. Spent 16 years at the Gates Foundation, where he knows where the bodies are buried, maybe quite literally where the bodies are buried. Before that, he worked at, what prepares you for a role at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation? Well, before that, he worked at the United Nations. So he's on that team, you know, he was an office of the UN Secretary General. He's big on pushing the UN sustainable goals for 2030, which is a glossy marketing campaign for global communism, techno-fascism, however you want to phrase it. It's not good. And the head of the Gates Foundation is a big proponent of that because he used to work there, right? So he's got the same ideology. I'm not getting hired to run the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation because I'm not a depopulationist. So when you go and you recruit these guys, you go to places like the United Nations. You know, so it shouldn't come as a surprise. But this is what Mark Sussman said. He said, "We cannot defeat this pandemic unless everyone everywhere has a chance to get vaccinated. We can't beat a virus with a 99.98% survivability rate and a median death age of 80 without the vaccine," is what he's saying. Children, not just limited to children, anyone under 20 years old, chance of survival from COVID, 99.99999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 9-7. You're not dying from it. Mark Sussman says that we can't defeat it unless everybody gets vaccinated. I wonder why that is. I wonder if that has to do with their 10x return on their vaccine investments. I mean, you don't put $2 billion into a project like this unless you intend to make a profit with it, right? And Bill has said that he intends to make a profit with this. And Mark Sussman, the head of his organization, has said that this pandemic isn't going away until everybody's vaccinated. I'm sure that's just a giant coincidence. But in December 2020, Sussman committed an additional $250 million to accelerate the vaccine rollout. These vaccines aren't going to sell themselves, right? We got to spend a little money on the marketing campaign. He wanted, quote, equitable vaccine distribution to prioritize developing countries. But really? You mean like Henry Kissinger wanted to prioritize the third world? That our policy towards the third world should be that of depopulation, was what he said in the 74 memo. We're going to get to that too, because it matters. And it's part of this. And if you haven't figured it out yet, that's what Bill Gates is doing. It's not very hard to trace him because he's so public. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has all of their, has all the filings that they have to make to stay regulated. And so we know where they're spending their money. Well, let's take a look at this. So the first of all, the Gates Foundation co-chair, Bill Gates Sr. Bill Gates Sr., you know about Bill Gates' dad? I wonder what they talked about at the dinner table when old Billy Boy was growing up, because his dad was the former head of Planned Parenthood, which is, he took over for Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger started Planned Parenthood to deal with, quote, our Negro problem. It's a eugenics operation. That's what it is. It's disguised as a women's reproductive health initiative that's there to help you. But in actuality, Planned Parenthood has been one of the core components of eugenics, of America's eugenics program. They don't say that because it looks really bad on the brochure, but that's what they're doing. And Bill Gates' father was in charge of it. Okay, so you have to understand that this is a family ideology. This is how they think. This is what they think. They think there are too many people on their planet. And that in this whole place would run a lot better if we could get rid of all of the people that aren't contributing. Because Bill Gates is a practical guy in his mind. He's a practical guy. You know, he's run Microsoft. He understands deadlines and productivity, and you got to get this. He would notorious savage in the office. You know, when they were creating programs like Office and things like that, they would have three teams simultaneously working on Office, and the team that made the best product stayed, and the two teams that made their product that wasn't good enough were fired. I mean, it was dog eat dog, and inside Microsoft. So he has no sympathy or compassion for people that aren't pulling their weight in his mind, right? And he looks at the third world as a bunch of useless eaters like Henry Kissinger does. And when you have that ideology and then your father runs Planned Parenthood and is talking, you know, is saying, well, this is how we get rid of all the undesirables covertly through sterilization programs and abortions and things like this. You know, I'm not trying to deflect criticism from Bill Gates, but frankly, how can you not grow up with a really warped view of the world? I'm not trying to let him off the hook. I mean, he's a grown ass man, but his ideology is terrible. The Gates Foundation grant making areas are comprised of Global Development Program, Global Health Program, Global Growth and Opportunity Program, Global Policy and Advocacy, the United States Program, Small Charitable Sector Support Initiative. Okay. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation Trust is a separate legal entity from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The trust component manages the group's endowment and investment portfolio. So that's sort of like the bankers behind the scene. And again, so since we're on the topic of Planned Parenthood, the Gates Foundation has given more than $82 million to Planned Parenthood. Just in case, you know, there was any sort of question about whether or not he's willing to put his money where his ideology is. He most definitely is. And I don't know what $82 million will get you at Planned Parenthood, but it certainly helps. So in 2020, the Gates Foundation donated more than $126 million to the New Venture Fund. The New Venture Fund is part of the left-leaning, political left in America, Dark Money Network. It's disguised. So the way it works is the New Venture Fund is disguised as being an independent, activist-driven nonprofit. But when the investigators actually went and looked at it, what they found was that that was just a front, and that actually it was part of the loony left's dark money network that was financing all of those insane political candidates. So they of course, because they lie about everything, right? So that when they start up New Venture Fund and they say, well, it's independent and it's just nonprofit for activists and things like that, it's a lie, because it's really going out the door in the form of money to the left that's unaccountable and unreported and disguised as something else. But when the LA Times did a story in 2007 that showed that 41% of the Gates Foundation money was in investments that poison and pollute the environment, and called the Gates Foundation a cartel. I guess the LA Times didn't get their payment on time. You know, they decided, well, listen, you know, we're used to getting this money from Bill, and maybe he missed a payment or something. And then all of a sudden they ran the story talking about the Gates Foundation, what they're actually up to, that they're invested in companies that poison and pollute, you know, like Monsanto, which is quite literally poisoning the world and polluting in the form of, my guess is that it was probably manufacturing companies or oil investments that they have. Hypocrisy is a core tenet of all these people. They say one thing and do another. So the fact that I'm actually a little surprised that it was only 41% of their money that was going into investments that pollute and poison. I mean, surely they could up their game, right? And in case you were wondering, and I know you were, but I'll set your mind at ease. Inside the Gates Foundation, there is a division that is in charge of gender equality. So, you know. So you know it's full of grifters and morons, right? So, but let's move on to one of the more destructive components that the Gates Foundation has been behind, and that's Common Core. For those internationally that aren't familiar with this, Common Core is a school curriculum that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation put into place under the Obama administration, because they had to find somebody that was as big of a grifter as they were, and they found that in Obama. So in 2008, they squandered hundreds of millions of dollars on this garbage, the Obama administration and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, right? So they bought off, first thing they had to do before they introduced this curriculum. And again, I take you back to what I started with when we're talking about Carnegie and Rockefeller. There's something about these billionaire industrialist families that once they've bought everything that's available for sale, they start looking for items that aren't for sale, like the education system. And they get into that education system and they want to remake it in a way that benefits them, in the form of, with regard to the Carnegies and the Rockefellers that owned steel factories and oil production and all these things, you wanted the worker class, right? So now with Bill Gates, and his ideology is everybody needs to be vaccinated, and he comes from the tech world, he created this concept, this curriculum called Common Core, right? And so he got his hands on the school system as well and started to remake it in an image that he preferred, that benefits him. Now, Common Core is a fucking disaster. I mean, it just, and I'm going to get into a full breakdown and quotes from my Octopus book where I just blasted them in it. It is not just my opinion that it is a disaster. It's a measurable observation. You can just take a look at some of the scores that are coming out from this, and it's not good. And even Bill Gates himself has admitted it was a failure. But again, a failure if you are assuming that Common Core is there to help kids, which it is not. If you get honest about what it is there to do, which is scramble their brains, get them unsure of how to solve rudimentary math questions and get them verbally on a path towards not being able to really compete in any sort of way in college, get them ready for college. They're completely unprepared for college and certainly unprepared for the workforce. You know, if you get honest about what it is there to do, then actually it's done a great job. But the job was to destroy the education system. So, but before you do that, before you get all of these institutions and organizations on board with you, you have to bribe them first, because that's what the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation does. So they found the American Federation of Teachers. They gave them $5.4 million. They found the National Education Association. They gave them $4 million. They found the Center for American Progress. Center for American Progress. Who's running that? Oh, yeah, John Podesta. Yeah, they gave him money. They found the National Governors Association, the Chief Council of State School Officers. They went to the Association for Supervision of Curriculum Development, gave them $3.2 million. And the Obama administration, in case you were wondering, was filled with former Gates Foundation employees. But again, I'm sure that's just an accident. They went from the Gates Foundation into the Obama administration. Then they went from the Obama administration into Facebook. That's the path. So by 2010, 45 states had signed on to Common Core. And Obama did a really devious thing. He said, well, if you guys want this, I've got free money for you. Basically, we have federal money for all of you states for your schools. We know you need it. But the criteria or the stipulation is that you have to sign on to the Common Core school program and that curriculum and all that's going to go with it. And you're going to implement that into your schools. And you agree to do that. And in exchange for this money that we're going to give you. And the state said, well, we certainly do need the money, and our schools are struggling, and I guess thank you to the federal government for offering this, but what is this Common Core curriculum that you speak of? Can we see the curriculum? And they said, well, no, it hasn't been finalized yet. And they said, well, once it gets finalized, then send us the curriculum and we'll let you know whether or not we want to sign on to it, and then you can give us the money. And Obama said, no, that's not how it works. You have to sign on to it right now, and we'll give you the money right now. But the schools in the state said, yeah, but we don't know what we're signing on to because the curriculum is finished. And Obama said, it doesn't matter. That's the rule. So you sign on to it now or you don't get the money at all. So 45 states were strong-armed into signing on to this without knowing what the Common Core curriculum actually was. They got the money. They spent the money because they needed it. And then they unfurled this pile of steaming horseshit called Common Core onto the schools in the states. And they went, what do you want us to do with this? So by 2016, a report found that Common Core was not preparing students for college or careers, which is obvious. The Los Angeles Times editorial headline in 2016, Los Angeles Times hates Bill Gates, apparently. Gates Foundation failures show philanthropists shouldn't be setting America's public school agenda. Oh, really? What gave you that idea? The Rockefellers and Carnegies didn't teach you that. Then I guess maybe it took Bill Gates too. High-ranking members of the Gates Foundation were maneuvered into positions inside the Department of Education and the LA Unified School District. So they installed their... I mean, this is what you do when you are basically bringing in a Trojan horse. You have to have your guys in a position of power to make it happen. So the Gates Foundation planted operatives inside the Department of Education, LA Unified School District. And my assumption is that other school districts as well, but the only one I'm mentioning here is LA. And it did not go well. Okay, so a report from RAND, RAND Corporation in Santa Monica, they're a military industrial complex consulting and information group, right? They said, overall, the initiative did not achieve its goals for student achievement or graduation, particularly for low-income minority students. Oopsie, it was a mess. Mistakes were made. They spent $1 billion on this failure, you know, to remake the education for the poor. which is what they do, which is what rich guys do. This is, here's a quote from Bill Gates. It would be great if our education stuff worked, meaning Common Core, but we're not going to know for a decade.
Well, guess what? It's been a decade, and now we know it didn't work.
Exactly as you suspected it wouldn't work. And I love this, and I put this in the Octopus book. I love that he's like, well, you know, it'd be great if it worked and all, but we're not going to know for a decade, to which I responded in my book, like, oh, I'm sure Bill Gates was super sympathetic when he had his programmers at Microsoft come up and say, you know, I'm working on this great new program for you, and it might work, but it'll take a decade for us to know. I'm sure he didn't just fire them right on the spot. I mean, this is insane behavior. David Coleman, architect of Common Core and certified moron. Quote, and they might wonder whether we had a legion of talented lobbyists or friends in the right places. Tom, who knows me well, knows how pathetic the beginning of Common Core standards were. Think of a napkin. Think of a few people in a room with an idea. Think about keeping your fucking mouth shut, dude. Think about not exposing how unprepared you were for this. The only two PhDs in math that were involved in creating the Common Core curriculum both left in protest and refused to endorse it. In fact, Dr. James Milgram actually travels the country on his own dime lecturing against Common Core, still to this day. He was involved in writing the curriculum and he went, I'm not doing this. No way. No way am I putting my name on this. No way. So I have used this sort of joke, kind of like goofy line many, many times before. When they're talking about trying to get you to believe absurdities, and especially with regard to math, and I say 3 times 4 equals 11, and I joke like that, I'm not going to just believe you when you say 3 times 4 equals 11, but I use that very specific line, that equation, 3 times 4 equals 11. Because there is a quote in my Octopus book from Amanda August, the curriculum coordinator for Common Core. And I'm going to read it to you. It's like a full paragraph. But this is the reason why I have always used that 3 times 4 instead, you know, and there's the 2 plus 2 equals 5, which you get from the George Orwell 1984 book. But the 3 times 4 equals 11 comes from this particular quote. And now you'll probably understand now why I use it. I want you to use the rational part of your brain, and I want you to try and wrap your head around this, because this is the curriculum coordinator for Common Core explaining what they prioritize with regard to mathematics. And here it goes. Quote, and I feel like doing it in her, like in a stupid whiny voice, like, actually, you know, but I'm not going to do it. But in my head, that's what it sounds like. Quote, but even under the new Common Core, if they said 3 times 4 was 11, and if they were able to explain their reasoning and explain how they came up with the answer, really, in words and oral explanations, and they showed it in a picture, but they just got the final number wrong, we're more focusing on the how and the why. We want our students to compute correctly. But the emphasis is really moving towards the explanation and the how and the why. And can I really talk through the procedures that I went through to get this answer? And not just knowing that it's 12, but why is it 12? How do I know that? This is destroying children. This is destroying society. Eventually, you want to talk about a 20-year fuse that's being lit on the world? Common Core math is that. Because in Common Core, 3 times 4 equals 11, as long as you can bullshit your way through an explanation. That's what she said. She doesn't want you to write that the answer is 12. That is the correct answer. We all know that that's the correct answer. She's not concerned with the correct answer. She's concerned with the process. And even if you get the answer wrong, as long as you go through the process, it's right. Now, I ask you, would you feel comfortable driving across a bridge that was built using Common Core math behind the engineering? I would not. Let's move on. I could spend all day bashing Common Core. And if you have kids in school, get them out. Get them into a program that isn't teaching Common Core, because your kids will grow up. It'll be like Idiocracy, trying to fit the triangle into the circular square and in a circular hole. You'll just be like doing that, because that's what Common Core teaches you. Let's move on to something more cheery, like Monsanto, GMOs, and the seed vault. I mean, if he can't kill you with the vaccines, he's going to try and starve you. I'm just telling you right now. Bill Gates is the largest owner of Monsanto stock. At least he was. He might have divested himself of some of it recently. Monsanto is the maker of Roundup, retail name Roundup, scientific name glyphosate. Glyphosate is a weed killer. You spray it on your crops, and if any bugs eat the Roundup, then the glyphosate goes into the stomach of the bugs and explodes their stomach. What do you think it does to you? Besides being a component in endocrine disruptors and gender dysphoria. Maybe there's a reason why we've got a bunch of soy boys out there and people that think that they're Triceratops gender, but that might be because they've had plenty of glyphosate in their diet and GMO foods, which most definitely the two of them go together. So GMOs came from the genetically modified organisms, the concept of changing the genetic makeup of a seed so that you can patent it, so that it is one deviation away from being natural. That idea was I think, led mostly by the bio-agro company Syngenta, but Monsanto was, if not involved, they were right behind them and partnered up, because Monsanto is most definitely in the GMO seed industry. And they are now partnered or merged with Bayer. Bayer is a German petrochemical company that has been around and created Zyklon B, if you know what that was used for, not just killing rats. So glyphosate is known as an endocrine disruptor, and it is known for causing cancer. You can already see it on American television right now. The during daytime TV, they have ads for, you know, if you were hurt during so, you know, if you think that you caught cancer from glyphosate, contact the law firm of whatever and whatever, you know, at this number, you know. So they're putting the class action lawsuit together right now for it, because Roundup, glyphosate, is seriously toxic. But Bill Gates loves that because, again, it depopulates and keeps everybody sick, right? The Monsanto, who Bill Gates, like I said, was the number one investor in, strong-armed the Philippine government into accepting something called golden rice. And golden rice was a genetically modified rice crop that was set to replace the traditional rice that was grown in the Philippines, and it was an abject disaster. Nobody wanted it. It didn't grow well. They destroyed the regular rice crop. It gave everybody that ate it got sick. And, well, I shouldn't say everybody. A lot of people that ate it got sick. And it was a massive failure. That's Monsanto, okay? Bill Gates, Gates Foundation, I should say, Syngenta, the Rockefeller Foundation, and the Norwegian government, all four entities, financed the Svalbard Seed Vault in Norway, which is about 1,100 kilometers south of the North Pole. It is 400 feet up a mountain and then 300 feet inside of it, drilled in. There is a seed vault that contains millions and millions and millions of organic original seeds. And Bill Gates financed that with another agri-giant, Syngenta, and the Rockefeller Foundations. Now, I want you to just think about that, because we're going to get to the part with the farmland soon. So, you know, so he's interested in financing fake seeds while simultaneously hiding away from the general public the real seeds. I mean, if this were a good guy doing it, I might be able to get on board with, well, he's just trying to make sure that he preserves some of these seeds to keep humanity going in the future. With Bill Gates, I just don't see it that way. I think he has dark intentions. And, you know, and when I say Bill Gates and when I say Gates Foundation, again, they're ideologically aligned. The money's coming out of the same pot. It's the same face, man, same business connections. I mean, Bill Gates, Gates Foundation, really, what's the difference at this point? Now, again, he's a depopulationist at his core. He talks openly about this. He's very upfront. Did you see the TED Talk? I think it was 2009 that he gave this TED Talk. Now, in the background, there's a video screen. And on that video screen, there's an equation that's written across it. It says CO2 equals P times S times E times C. So what that means is carbon dioxide, the climate change boogeyman that everyone's worried about, that plants need, plant food, you know, things that plants need to grow, that we're all supposed to be terrified of. But if you use your functioning brain, you will realize that there's nothing to be afraid of. So carbon dioxide equals people times services per person times energy per service times CO2 per unit of energy. That's the formulation that he came up with. And and this is a quote from his TED Talk. First, we've got population. Now, the world today has about 6.8 billion people. That's heading up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive services, we can lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. So he's talking about lowering the population of the world. He said one of those numbers has got to get close to zero for this to work. One of the people, services per person, energy per service, or CO2 per unit of energy. One of them has to get close to zero. Which one do you think he wants to get close to zero? He wants to get the people close to zero. He wants to do that. He has talked openly about reducing populations. He's been thrown out of India. We'll get to that in a second. His organization. Now back to since, you know, when he's talking about depopulation in broad daylight, front of a camera, presumably not high on crack cocaine, it just shows you how bold these people are, that they don't even care, that they have this ideology that they believe they can just explain away and talk their way out of. Bill Gates is now the largest farmland owner in America. As of 2021, he owns 270,000 acres of land. That is broken down into 242,000 acres of farmland, 25,750 acres of farm to residential, presumably suburbs. He's turning this into the suburbs, and 1,234 acres of recreational land, whatever that means. I assume hunting parties for small children. Just an assumption. I don't know. But Billy Boy is also, when he's not poisoning humanity with genetically modified seeds and hiding the real seeds away from you and buying all the farmland so that you can't eventually grow your own food, he's also deeply involved in lab-grown meat. We know this. He says, quote, "I do think that all rich countries should move to 100% synthetic beef." So do you think he will? That is the question. I do not. He actually strikes me as being like a bit of a, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if he was a vegan or something. Not to shit on vegans, but I mean, he's so obsessed with beef and the horrors of it that, I don't know. Just my assumption that the investments that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have made into the lab grown meat include Impossible Foods, Beyond Meat, Memphis Meats, Hampton Creek Foods, right? Now, we talked about this like maybe 2 years ago when the Impossible Whopper came out. Do you remember that? Burger King has the traditional Whopper, which is a, I don't know, I think it's like a third pound hamburger. And then they introduced the Impossible Whopper, which was from Impossible Foods. It was a lab grown hamburger that was supposed to taste like the real thing, except apparently it didn't. It wasn't ever really marketed as a diet version of a hamburger because it only had 5% fewer calories than a traditional Whopper, but it did have a surprise in it. It had 18 million times more phytoestrogen than a regular Whopper. 18 million times more. So, like, I know that phytoestrogen isn't traditional estrogen, but even if it's just a little bit worse than it, you know, even if it's a lot, even if it's not as bad as traditional estrogen, even if it's not quite the same thing, when you have 18 million times more of it in your Beyond or your Impossible Whopper than in a traditional Whopper, my question is why? And what is that doing to you exactly? Look, I'm not a scientist, so I can't tell you the ins and outs of phytoestrogen. Okay. Maybe it's not a catastrophe, but there's 18 million times more of it than there is in a traditional Whopper, and that makes me very concerned. So, but think about this, right? So he buys the farmland, and now you've got no land to grow real food or graze your livestock, right? You have fake food, fake meat, fake seeds, and no land because he's got it all. And you won't be able to get to it anyway because they would like you to be in a 15-minute city. And what are you doing out driving out into the country anyway? Get your ass in your smart city and eat the bugs. The bugs that grow on Bill Gates' farm, maybe. I don't know. Here's a quote from Melinda Gates. Let's move on to something cheery like vaccines, shall we? Quote, we've made vaccines our number one priority at the Gates Foundation because we've seen firsthand their incredible impact on children's lives. Oh, I bet they have. I bet they've seen the incredible impact on children's lives. Like the 496,000 kids that they gave the oral polio vaccine to in India who immediately developed polio. That's 4,000 fewer than 500,000. Let's just round up. Let's round up like Monsanto, shall we? 500,000 kids. Unforgivable. I bet you've seen firsthand their incredible impact on children's lives, like destroying them. Everywhere the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation goes with their vaccines, there's problems. 496,000 children now have polio from Gavi's polio vaccine. Thousands died and were offered the minimum amount to parents, which is $1,000 per dead kid. Gavi was, which is an acronym, you know, I love acronyms, stands for Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization, was thrown out of India. And then the media campaigns came out and said, well, actually, they weren't really thrown out. They just left because of this. And there was a political struggle in India and it was causing some blah, 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 you know, the whole thing. No, India said, get the fuck out of our country after what you've done to these kids. Let's not forget about the United Nations covert sterilization program in Kenya with the tetanus shots, in which hidden HCG antigen was inside the tetanus vaccines and sterilized the women that were taken. Now, they denied it, but later admitted to it and admitted that they had been doing it for a decade and then admitted that it hadn't been limited to Kenya. And who was involved with that? There was the World Health Organization and UNICEF. Oh, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Almost forgot about them. Yeah. So when the World Health Organization got busted putting sterilants in the tetanus vaccines in Kenya and Philippines and Ecuador and elsewhere, just understand that it wasn't only the World Health Organization that was involved in it. It was UNICEF, which is the United Nations children's component, which is also under the, you know, World Health Organization, UNICEF. These are all under the umbrella of the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. But if you remember that episode that we did on Henry Kissinger on the 1974 depopulation memo, the National Security Memo 200, which came out and talked about how NGOs like the World Health Organization and United Nations and others would do the
would do the depopulation components covertly. Remember, they talked about that. They said that we would use NGOs in order to do this so that the burden wasn't on the government themselves. And they offered plausible deniability to the leaders of these countries. And of course, I assume a bank account in the Cayman Islands as well, filled with money, to sign on to these operations to sterilize and vaccinate and covertly depopulate their populations using NGOs as the cutout so that the NGOs would take the heat if anything went wrong and the leader of the country wouldn't have to worry about that. He could just say, well, you know, I didn't know what they were doing. The NGOs that Kissinger was talking about in 74 are literally the same NGOs that were putting sterilants in the tetanus vaccines. The only one that wasn't, you know, the World Health Organization and UNICEF were there. The only one that wasn't a part of the 74 memo was the Gates Foundation, just because it wasn't formed until the late 90s, early 2000s. So that's but that was what they had in mind, were organizations such as that that could come in and depopulate in a different way. The Gates Foundation has pledged $10 billion for, quote, decade of vaccinations. Decade of vaccines, I should say, to be clear. And they made that announcement at the World Economic Forum. So you know that's on the up and up, right?
Right.
They did it with Gavi. And again, let me remind you of the countries on Kissinger's 74 memo. He outlined them specifically, said that his concept was, our policy towards the third world should be that of depopulation. But then he went out and specifically broke down which countries were to be targeted. Number one, India. You know, and then Gavi gets thrown out for giving polio vaccines to kids and giving them polio. And sterilizing the population too, by the way. They're big into that. So, number one on the list of Kissinger's list, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Nigeria, Mexico, Indonesia, Brazil, Philippines, golden rice, World Health Organization tetanus shots, Thailand, Turkey, Ethiopia, Colombia. They're putting his plan into place. I mean, they're acting on Kissinger's memo. So Gavi, Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization, what they do is they target 73 low-income countries to make sure that they're vaccinated. Guess which countries are on their list? India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Nigeria, Mexico, Indonesia, Brazil, Philippines, Thailand, Turkey, Ethiopia, and Colombia. But again, giant coincidence, just want to help out. They just want to help out. Bill Gates is so concerned about the world while he owns four private jets and is lecturing you about climate change. He's so concerned about equity, inequality, that he wants to make sure that the poorest people on the planet get the vaccines as quickly as possible. And there's certainly nothing nefarious about that. He pinky promises and swears, wink, wink. And the Gates Foundation has contributed billions of dollars to Gavi. It's their vaccine vehicle, to be honest with you. So that's fun. Let's move on. Let's move on to, you know, it's sort of related, I guess, and that's Event 201. Who was running Event 201? Well, it was Johns Hopkins, of course, and the World Health Organization, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And what was Event 201? What was that again? Oh, yeah. October 2019, New York City, a couple-day event in which, you know, pre-COVID by about 6 months, in which they handed out, like, gift baskets and things like that to the participants. And in that gift basket, there was a plushie that you could get, which, if you looked at it, was a coronavirus stuffed animal, which is cute. Probably a hell of a collector's item. Better than Beanie Babies or Pokemon cards. If you got your hands on one of those Event 201 plushies, it'd make a fantastic Christmas gift for somebody. The CIA was also there at Event 201, and the mainstream media. They were represented
as well as pharmaceutical companies, you know, and they were theorizing about a potential outbreak that started in a wet market that had to do with animals and bats in particular. And then it spread all over the world, killing 65 million people until the only way you could stop it was a vaccine that was rushed to market through an emergency use authorization and then, you know, sort of promoted to the world as the savior and cure. A hell of a coincidence. I think we can all agree on that. A lucky guess, if you are. So, you know, we've got Event 201 that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation was deeply involved in. We've got Bill Gates on camera talking about things in 2021 saying, well, wait till the next pandemic comes around. That'll get their attention. So he's calling his shot on pandemics. We have Fauci calling his shot in 2017 saying the Trump administration is going to experience a pandemic during his term. Again, lucky guess. We've got Ralph Baric at the UNC lab and the Bat Lady communicating under Fauci about weaponizing gain of function for these things, creating what, you know, whatever the fuck they're working on that was unfurled onto the world. You have vaccine patents that for coronavirus and for COVID-19 that existed and were filed before the event started. You have PPE equipment that was ordered in 2019. Massive billions of dollars of protective gear that was ordered in 2019. That's hard to explain. There's advanced knowledge. There was tons of advanced knowledge. This was made to happen. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation were running it with Johns Hopkins and the World Health Organization. Okay. And we'll wrap up with the World Health Organization because it's important to know. So, you know, again, why wasn't Bill Gates dragged down to the police station and interrogated and beaten with a rubber hose till he confessed to planning the COVID scam when he has Event 201 with clear advanced knowledge 6 months before? Why are these people not being rounded up and questioned? I think we know the answer to that. Anyway, like I mentioned, we'll change topics here. Let's get into his climate change grift, because this is his newest grift and it's a big one. And yes, he has four private jets, but he needs them to spread the climate change message at supersonic speed, don't you know? I mean, it's very reasonable. So his new climate change grift became a venture capital firm. Okay. And he announced it at Davos. And I think all the members that are, you know, all the high-ranking members of his venture capital firm are also members of the World Economic Forum. I'm pretty sure every single one of them is. And the company that he started is called Breakthrough Energy Ventures. It is financing the creation of new technology to fight climate change, which doesn't exist and is a gigantic scam. So what is this money really being used for? That's the question. And he gave a similar Common Core-ish answer. And he said, well, you know, this is an investment in technology that it's really going to take 20 years to figure out how much of it is feasible and how much of it works. Kind of like when he said, we're going to need 10 years to see if Common Core actually works. It didn't work. And something tells me that this is a gigantic money laundering operation designed to fund the enslavement of humanity under the guise of saving humanity from an invisible enemy, another invisible enemy called carbon dioxide that's in the atmosphere that you can't see and you can't measure, but the scientists definitely tell you that it's a huge problem, even though we need it to survive. But trust the science. The science is settled. The science is never wrong. And Bill Gates is financing the scientists. So believe that if you want. I choose to not believe it. And also, let's do this. Let's take a look at the members of Breakthrough Energy Ventures. And you tell me, is this a cast of characters that you would trust with anything? They include Jeff Bezos, Mark Benioff, hardcore World Economic Forum guy, Mike Bloomberg, Richard Branson. Again, how many of these people have been to Epstein's Island? I'm just asking. Reid Hoffman from LinkedIn, David Rubenstein, Carlyle Group, Prince Awaleed bin Talal, John Doerr from Kleiner Perkins Caulfield Byers, Mukesh Ambani, the richest guy in India who owns all the steel mills and things like that, Jack Ma from Alibaba China, George fucking Soros is on the list, so you know it's like the bar from Star Wars, Tom Steyer, Meg Whitman, former CEO of eBay and Hewlett Packard,
Mark Zuckerberg and co-founder of Facebook, Dustin Moskovitz, who we know is a deep state scumbag who financed Clade X. The Clade X simulation that happened that simulated an outbreak of a virus was financed. The money for that event was financed by Dustin Moskovitz, co-founder of Facebook. Again, it's just a bunch of humble billionaires saving the world with renewable technology from an invisible enemy called carbon dioxide, which we need. Nothing to see here. I'm sure it's all on the up and up. Just a bunch of bros spreading their money around to help the poor. Moving on, media spending. Well, the Gates Foundation receives good press from the mainstream media because, well, he bribes them with hundreds of millions of dollars. That's what he does. That's what he's always done. I'd like to remind people, especially here in America, the MS in MSNBC doesn't stand for multiple sclerosis. It stands for Microsoft. Okay, because that was the deal. Microsoft and NBC partnered up to start this channel called MSNBC. And that relationship was in place for like 20 years. The licensing agreement just expired, I think, 2 years ago. So technically, Microsoft isn't involved in it anymore. Maybe not in an ownership role. I'm not really too sure how the details, but the licensing component of it fell off and Microsoft is no longer it no longer stands for Microsoft NBC anymore. But again, you've got 20 years of run with that. So do you think MSNBC is in a huge hurry to do a hit piece on how Bill Gates is the actual devil? Probably not. So he controls the media through the leverage that he has with in the tech world. He controls it through overt, straight up bribery, giving them money. He controls it by having the connections to MSNBC and the networks of NBC and Comcast because of that. You know, so he is embedded in the media. And again, when a guy is giving you millions and millions of dollars, it's kind of tough for, you know, some writer isn't going to write a hit piece on him because his boss is going to go, we can't run that. You know, we can't. If we run this, the money stops coming. And if the money stops coming, none of us have jobs anymore. So we can't run this. So there's a calculation being made. Even if the editor was based as hell and knew what was going on and wanted to run it, there's a financial calculation that you have to take into account with this. So the mainstream media is completely bought and sold by Bill Gates. That's the reason why you only get marginal amounts of pushback, real softball pushback questions. Like, well, you know, can you explain your relationship with Jeffrey Epstein? I mean, why did you associate with him? And Bill's response was, well, look, I shouldn't have. It was a mistake I made, but I had a relationship with him because he was a guy that was bringing in, you know, I thought he was a guy that could contribute money to the charity foundation. You have $31 billion coming in from Warren Buffett. You don't need Jeffrey Epstein's dirty ass money. And by the way, it wasn't just one mistake. These guys were friends and had been friends for a long time. They knew each other very well. All right. So none of this mistakes were made. And in fact, Bill's response is, well, you know, he's dead now. So there's always that. You have to be careful. Shit. Okay. So that's how you get friend of Epstein downplayed by the media, is when you finance and control the media. Right. We're going to wrap it up with this. Let's talk about the Gates Foundation and the World Health Organization, because say what you will about Donald Trump, and God knows I've said plenty about the guy. He did terminate the U.S.'s involvement in funding the World Health Organization in 2020. That was a great thing, because the World Health Organization, as I've mentioned in this episode and multiple times in previous ones, is a component of the United Nations. And the World Health Organization is pretty important in creating this medical police state that they want to impose on the rest of humanity, so that when there are future outbreaks, the sovereignty of these nations is overridden by the World Health Organization's medical police state, which comes in and says, this is how you have to, this is what you need to do as far as lockdowns, this is what you need to do as far as travel restrictions, this is what you need to do as far as masking.
these are the vaccines you have to take. These are the other methods of treating it that you are not allowed to use, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, et cetera, things like that. You know, this the World Health Organization takes control at that point. And I think Trump saw what was going on, and you know, for what it's worth, he decided that we were not going to fund them anymore. And look, at the time, each party, whether it be the United States or the Gates Foundation, had been slated to donate about 9% of the World Health Organization's yearly budget that year, which works out to about $400 million each on a total of a $5.5 billion yearly budget for the WHO. So the Gates Foundation was responsible for 13% of the group's budget for 2016-2017 and gave $250 million to fight COVID when Trump pulled out of the deal. So when Trump took the United States out of funding the World Health Organization, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation stepped in to make up the difference. And again, let's wrap with this. So the World Health Organization was in charge of Kissinger's depopulation 1974 plan. So it makes one wonder what the goal of the organization really is. If they were in charge of the depopulation plan and sterilization program through covert means using vaccines, then what is the World Health Organization actually doing? Either way, Bill Gates wants to make sure that they have all the money that they will ever possibly need. Hey, if you liked this episode, you can take the additional step right now of sharing it with your friends and family. You can follow me on Twitter at macroaggression, or you can connect with me through the website, theoctopusofglobalcontrol.com. Thanks, everybody. I'll talk to you again soon.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.